I'm Lee Rayburn. This is The Lee Rayburn Show, and we just spoke with our tourism secretary, Ann Sayers, about the relatively new Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation. Newer still is the Governor's Outdoor Industry Awards. Their second annual awards ceremony was held late last month, and one of the big award winners happens to be up in Cable, Wisconsin, just outside Cable, Wisconsin. Recognized as the destination of the year, you may have thought of it as just the destination of the winter. Where the American Birkebeiner has its starting line, you will now find the Telemark Lodge, 700 acres of year-round outdoor activities. And here to tell us about it is Ben Popp. He's the head of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. If you have questions about the Mount Telemark Village, I'm sorry, it's Mount Telemark Village, formerly the Telemark Lodge, and if you have questions about their awards or the recreation that is now available year-round or the Birkebeiner, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email talk@wpr.org. And Ben Popp, welcome to the show.
Ah, thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Congratulations on your award. I mean, the Governor's Outdoor Industry Awards is relatively new, but this award recognizes the destination that went above and beyond to enhance outdoor activity. How does Mount Telemark Village do that, Ben?
Yeah, you know, I mean, when we think of northern Wisconsin, I was fortunate enough to grow up here and now get to be here raising our family, running the business. And at the end of the day, outdoor recreation really drives our economy up here, right? Amazing trails and lakes and really getting people outside. And, you know, Telemark, when you think of Telemark and its history, Tony Wise coming back from the war in 1947, being stationed in Bavaria and just remembering all of that recreation there. And he wanted to bring it back to his hometown here in Hayward and Cable. And, it really transformed the area, of course. As you mentioned earlier, Telemark Lodge and its history. Now, here we are in 2026, reimagining what Tony started way back in 1947. And at the end of the day, I think to your point, people really think of Cable and the American Birkebeiner as this amazing winter race. Nearly 40,000 people come and enjoy the activities here.
Yeah, it's more than just a race. It's an experience, right? Some folks are racing, other folks are just celebrating and enjoying the ride.
Let me tell you, very few are racing, to be correct. Honestly, right? Most people just want to go outside, have fun, ski, get a shot, ski on the lake, drink a beer in downtown, have a brat, and then commiserate that. Can you believe it? We just skied 30 miles through the county forest. And so I would argue that it's really just a celebration of small town northern Wisconsin, amazing charm. It's hard, but at the end of the day, it's all about tradition too. So you now think of Mount Telemark Village, where this all started with Tony and the race. First race in 1973 had 35 participants, right? And so who knew that it was going to grow into this really big thing one day, right? And so now where it all started, unfortunately, it had some rough financial times. Tony went bankrupt in 1984. That's when the American Birkebeiner Foundation was created to run the events. But the hotel and the lodge and others just continued to try and struggle. And then, unfortunately, it closed in 2013. And now we were fortunate enough to do a capital campaign and purchase it in 2021 and then start a big capital campaign to really reimagine what Telemark could be again. And at the heyday, it employed 300 people, alpine skiing, cross-country skiing. It was really a winter vibrant location. And we kind of flipped it on its head and said, hey, we're really good at trails and events, but we're not great at hospitality and some of these other things. So what if we create a bunch of partnerships? What if we get some amazing hospitality and restaurants and places to stay, and we all come together and create this Mount Telemark Village? And that's not only then trails and active outdoor experiences, but then all the amenities that the users want. And so how do we create this ultimate destination that people from Chicago and the Twin Cities and Madison, Milwaukee, Wausau, Green Bay say, hey, I want to go up to this place in northern Wisconsin and hang out for a week or a weekend. And there's really a little bit of something for everybody. So we'd love to invite everybody north.
So should I bring my bike?
You know, at the end of the day, you can bring your walking shoes, your bike, your roller skis, your walker, your wheelchair. No, and I think that's actually a really great point that, you know, I think people think of the American Birkebeiner and the activities as winter and cross-country skiing. This last year, we had just over 200,000 people go through the property. And when you get there, you're going to find a 14,000 square foot new community center that has bathrooms and showers and meeting space, some amenities like a coffee shop, gear rental, Trek bikes. You can rent bikes. New Moon has snowshoes and skis. And so you can just show up and get all the outdoor gear you want, disc golf, an observation tower, a paved trail, Strider bikes, mountain bikes, walking your dog, you name it. Really, the idea is all about creating a gateway, get people to go outside, have fun, be active, then come back as a community and just celebrate, hang out, enjoy each other's company. And at the end of the day, attract a wide variety of users. You don't have to put on Lycra to come visit. In fact, we love it. Put on your flannel shirt, come walk your dog, bring your stroller and walk the kids on the trail. You know, really the idea being bring the community together and we're going to hang out and have a good time.
Ben Popp, our guest, executive director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, which is responsible for the Telemark Village, which is the recipient of this year's Destination of the Year from the Governor's Outdoor Awards. And if you have questions for him or if you've been and have comments about your experience, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email talk@wpr.org. Brett in Madison's been hanging on for a while, so let's get to his question. Brett, hello.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Thanks for carrying on the Larry Mueller Wisconsin idea.
Thank you.
I've been, how you doing? Great job. I think nobody carries on Tony Wise's P.T. Barnum of the North better than you do. So thanks for that. So what things do you need to, I know you've done an amazing job fundraising for this, but what job do you need? You know, stewardship fund, funds from transportation, tourism, to make, you know, this great project better.
So. Yeah, I mean, a great question. And I've always wanted to be P.T. Barnum, so this is good. No, I think you bring up a really great point, actually more statewide. And so we were really fortunate to have this amazingly engaged community that came together and raised funds and the like to create these outdoor experiences. But at the end of the day, unlike some of the motorized sports, there's gas taxes and the like, silent sports in our state are really a driver of the economy, but oftentimes it's small friends groups that enable a lot of it. Your favorite hiking trail, maybe it's a boat launch, maybe it's a paved trail, whatever it might be. And so I think from a state standpoint, when we really think about what draws in not only visitors, but what are the amenities that we as citizens love, it's these amazing outdoor spaces. And I think we really have to be great stewards of it, because once they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, we talk about it. Snow is important to us and the climate and the like. But I think as a state, the outdoor recreation we have is so important to our future and our future generations. I have young twins and the like. And for me, what is it that we can do now to really ensure that these amazing trails, amazing natural resources are here for the future is so, so important. And that, I think, is going to take the state, the federal government, us as citizens, friends, groups, and everything in between to ensure that they're a strong environment for the future, because it's our greatest asset. I really believe that.
Brett, thank you for the call. We'll go to Gary in Madison next. Gary, hello.
Yeah, hello. Just wanted to make a comment there. My family has been going to Hayward and Birkemeyer, the whole thing, since 1920. And I grew up there every single summer, and Hayward has just grown and grown and grown. There is so much to do up there, up north. I mean, like the guy said, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, what you like to do. Man, you find it all in Hayward.
I love that. And even for the dogs, as you mentioned, Ben, it's even for the dogs.
That's right, absolutely. And I think he brings up a great point that at the end of the day, really the Northern Wisconsin as a destination, we love hosting the world. And I think it's not only these amazing trails, but the hospitality that comes along with it, right?
It's amazing
restaurants.
It's the people.
Yes, I really truly believe that.
It is the experience that you get by meeting the people who are there, who are ready to welcome you and show you what you are looking for and help you along your way and maybe a shot ski or two to boot. So
that's right. That's right. You got to keep it flowing and having everybody having fun.
By the way, our producer, Joe Patnod, says he's skied the Berkey 10 times and never once raced it. So
exactly. Exactly. Most of us participate.
So where are you now with this Mount Telemark Village in terms of what you've got planned next, what you have set up, and what you envision it to still become, Ben?
Yeah, you know, I think for us, it's really about creating this outdoor destination that people feel welcome, that you feel like, hey, there's something there for me. And so we now have this community center, which we think provides the amenities that everything from gear rental, like as I mentioned, the bathrooms. One of the things that I think is actually really cool is we also put a Tony Wise Museum of the American Birkebeiner there. And it's a small, it's about 1,000 square feet, but it really chronicles the history of everything from when Tony got back and created Telemark and the lodge to, he was one of the very first people to have snowmaking in the Midwest in the early 60s, to then the race that he started and how he really envisioned bringing the whole world, the World Lopen and some of these other events to his hometown. And so you'll find that history. And I always tell people, I think it's a great way to spend your first 10 or 15 minutes, just because at the end of the day, I think that it's a great way to get introduced to it. So not only getting started there, but there's a lot more to come. We think that building additional mountain bike trails, new ways to get people active and outdoors, so bringing the arts into it, because Tony had a really strong arts background that he brought with it. Really embracing LCO, Le Coup d'Orée, the tribe here, and Tony did a lot of collaboration. And we actually have this storied Ernie St. Germain was the only human being in the world to actually ski all 50 of the American Birkebeiners. And so he's really been this iconic, a person that everybody really looks up to and is like, wow, can you believe that you skied this race 50 times? And so how is it that we can celebrate a bunch of not only these amazing athletic feats, but really it's back to the community coming together. And so we've got some more things planned in the coming days, years, and months, including a new restaurant that's going to be breaking ground late in the summer, which we're pretty excited about. The housing continues to develop. There was an old golf course that had been sold. There's some new home sites that are being put in. And at the end of the day, we just think it's going to continue to bring more and more users that are going to get people up here spending money, because we know it's an important part of our economy and having a great time.
Let's go back to your calls, questions, and comments now at 1-800-642-1234. And Tom in McWanago goes next. Tom, hi.
Hey, thanks for taking over the show, Lee. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Tom.
It is really good. Ben, and of course, I'm a longtime Berkey skier, got 25 Berkeys under my belt and 10 Cordalopets and a couple of others. And as I've gotten older, it's been, of course, tougher to do them. But one of the things I'm really excited about, and I hope you touch on this, and this will get me coming back up there because I'm involved with biathlon. And I know that you just put in a biathlon range off of the Berkey Trail. And I'm hoping that we have summer and winter biathlon going up there.
Wow, that was a softball. Thank you. we are just finishing up a biathlon venue, as you mentioned. And for those that aren't aware what that is, it's actually shooting and skiing. Google it. It's really amazing. These athletes go out and ski a loop and come back and shoot a low velocity 22s at 50 meters at essentially like the end of a Coke can. And so imagine you count your heart rate's elevated and you're
a little shaky.
Yeah, exactly. And so it really is exciting from a racing standpoint, because of course that can shake up the order in a hurry. But what we've really found, the exciting part is that it's been amazing youth opportunities to get kids involved in trying skiing and being out and active. Because a lot of times, especially in the Northwoods, right, there's a real culture of hunting and guns. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, put them through Red Book safety and going through a safety class. And a lot of them are like, oh, I just want to shoot at the targets. You're like, well, you got to go for this little ski first. It's an awesome opportunity to really do that. And we are just finishing up paving a small loop as well that'll connect the biathlon venue into the trail. And that's one of the unique things about it. You can't drive to it, right? You have to bike to it, run to it, ski to it. And so at the end of the day, it's really this unique experience that Telmark Biathlon Club has really embraced. It's a partner of ours that's going to operate it, and it's been part of this improvement that we really hope brings new users out and families and gets more people engaged in the sport.
You know, it speaks to me more than just the Destination of the Year award from the governor's office is the fact that our producer has done the Berkey 10 times. Tom, thanks for the call. He's done it 25. You got Ernie St. Germain doing it 50 times. There's a reason folks go up to Cable and Hayward to take the Berkey each and every year and everything that it has to offer.
Yeah, you know, I think that's just it. There's that tradition in history. And, you know, as we look back, you know, that was one of the sad things. I mean, the Telmark Lodge was there from 73 all the way to 2014. 200 rooms, pools, Emeril Lagasse was the chef. I mean, it was this iconic Northwoods place. And so, unfortunately, when we had to tear it, it was condemned. It had just fallen into disrepair. It was an idol site. And that was sad, you know, at the end of the day, right, that history. But if anything, we've learned is, how do we use our history and what we've learned to really help guide the future? And what we learned was, yeah, the building was awesome, but what was more important was the connections that when we came together as a community, people fell in love with it and they wanted to come back and back to that hospitality, amazing trails and amazing trail experiences. So we said, hey, let's re-envision this for 2026. And what can we do to recreate that, bring people together, get them the amenities, and at the end of the day, have a great time in our community. And that's really what we're trying to do. And if you haven't been here since 1973, 1984, whatever it might be, we'd love to have you come back up, visit the website, Berkey.com and Mount Telmark Village. And it's really very different than your father's or grandfather's Telmark was.
And yet your father and grandfather probably would be happy to return with you again.
Yes, they would, actually. I think they'd be very proud of it, honestly.
Let's go back to your calls now where Gwen and Madison is next up. Gwen, hi.
Hi. I have a question about the golf course. We used to golf there and it was just beautiful and we loved golfing there. Is there any chance that you would redevelop that?
That's a great question. And Wisconsin is such a great golf destination. It would seem like sooner or later you'd want to consider this as part of that experience in Cable and Hayward, Ben.
Yeah, you know, it is Tony, when he had the lodge, they had the golf course. He actually sold that in the early 90s, or it was sold in the early 90s, to a family that ran it up until 2019. And then it was actually purchased in 21 or 22. It had closed for 3 years and went into disrepair. And then it was purchased by a group that actually is now developing it. So it's actually a combination of ski trails, mountain bike trails, and some private home sites. So unfortunately, it will not be a golf course. But the good news is that Lakewoods Resort, which is right next to Telmark, just 3 miles away, actually has a golf course. And so Lakewoods is thriving and up and running, doing well. But the Telmark golf course is now being re-envisioned into trails and home sites and a bit of a different community aspect than it had been before as a golf course. But unfortunately, no more lost. Well, fortunately, there won't be any more lost golf balls. But
Lakewood a public course, Ben?
Yes, it is. Yep. Lakewoods is the resort is on Lake Nemecagon. And then it's a public course that you can play, just like I said, just a couple miles down the trail or down the road.
We spoke with the tourism secretary, Ann Sayers, last half hour, and we went through some of the numbers, and I'd be interested in knowing what some of the numbers look like for you with Mount Telemark Village now, you know, in full swing.
Yeah, boy, this is something we're really proud of, and we're going to have a full release of this coming in a couple weeks. So we partnered with UW River Falls to do an economic impact study, 24 to 25, as we were getting this all up and running fully. And to give a little historical context, in 2014, the American Birkebeiner, along with the silent sport community in Bayfield and Sawyer counties, economic impact was $14 million. Fast forward now to the American Birkebeiner and Mount Telmark Village in 2025, and it's over $65 million and supports over 400 jobs, over $17 million in salaries. And, you know, we're really, really proud and excited to get this full report out to the public, because at the end of the day, really, again, reiterates that outdoor recreation really drives our economy up here. We have timber, of course, and the like, but outdoor recreation is a sustainable product that continues to thrive and bring more people of all shapes and sizes. And now more than ever, I think what we're really seeing, great partnerships with the county forests, and the motorized outdoor recreation, snowmobiles, ATVers, along with mountain bikers and the silent sporters and skiers, I think we're all coming together to realize that, hey, we can all recreate outdoors together. And you might do it on an ATV, you might do it on a mountain bike, you might do it on skis. But at the end of the day, we all love being out in nature. And now we, as the hosts, if you will, need to provide those amazing amenities that get you up here having fun and provide those things either to get you out the door or when you come back in. So, yeah.
One of the other issues that came up with Secretary Sayers was a little pushback about perhaps too much tourism, that locals could feel a little crowded out. Is there a critical mass that concerns you at all, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely a great point. I mean, I think a lot of people think about, hey, I moved to northern Wisconsin because I wanted to be quiet and, right. and nowhere. And, you know, my office here, we're right next to the grocery store, and I can tell you, it is full right now, way more so than it is in April, right? And so I think there's really a trade-off there. You know, at the end of the day, we know that it really drives our economy, but we also know that a lot of local residents all like a quiet day. And so some of the things that we are trying to do as we drive tourism is to really create amenities that absolutely, especially on weekends, in those high summer days, absolutely there's a ton of tourists there. But we also know that, boy, we want to create a great venue that on Wednesday, if you want to go play cards with your buddies, that's a great place to go do it. Or a quiet trail sure. on Thursday, it's there for you. So hopefully at the end of the day, how can we create some amenities that for the residents that live here, that when all the tourists aren't here, you get to go enjoy them.
I think that's a perfect aspect of it. And I also want to ask you before we're done here, Ben, about some of the upcoming events and summer events that you have now that perhaps folks wouldn't have thought of before up in Cable and Hayward.
Well, that's just it. You know, I think at the end of the day, as you start to create some of this infrastructure, then a whole new variety of events start to happen, which is pretty exciting. There's some crazy off the wall ones like the Lumberjack World Championships, which are going to be happening in a couple weeks here that Tony Wise also started, bringing the best lumberjacks in the world here. But then now that you have these mountain bike trails, it's creating some amazing mountain bike events. But even this last weekend, there was an adventure, a 24-hour adventure race at Telmark. Cool. They did everything from hiking and mountain biking to canoeing. You know, that's the other thing. The property is actually adjacent to Nemecongan River, right? One of our few national waterways right here in the state. So at the end of the day, everything from running and biking to hiking to even events like right now, this week, we have the best cross-country skiers in the U.S. here right now training because they've heard of this venue. And so they have the regional elite group and the dream camps that come. And we end up seeing, oh, and another kind of fun thing that I just remember, this is crazy. We got called from a group of car lovers. They have this big ride of Corvettes, Porsches, and they travel around the state, the touring roads, and they love to go visit fun areas. So there's going to be over 150 of them here coming to the venue to have lunch and walk on the trails as a little bit of a lunch break during their car tour. So really unique things that bring people to the area once you create some infrastructure that enable different experiences. And we're fortunate to be a part of it, and we really enjoy doing it.
So take us into the future a little bit here and what you see in your crystal ball for Mount Telemark Village, Ben. What's left to be done?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think more than ever, we want to create sustainable components that enable events and allow for really long-term use of this property well into the future. You know, unfortunately, one of the things we got to think about is snowmaking. I never would have ever imagined that we make snow in northern Wisconsin, but we have to. So we're investing a fairly large amount of money into making snow. Now that's a little bit easier because Tony had snowmaking back in the 60s. So we're able to reutilize a bunch of his infrastructure, but it's really many, many millions of dollars to create snow to be able to have these events. You know, we think about what are some additional things we can do for kids and families mm-hmm. at the end of the day, trying to get youth involved. And so there's, you know, we look at it as a little bit like a bike. If you're not pedaling forward, it's going to fall over. So there's much to come.
Well, keep rolling, Ben Pop, and we'll catch up with you
thanks.
Soon. And thank you so much for joining us today. And congratulations on earning the Destination of the Year Award from the 2nd Annual Governor's Outdoor Industry Awards.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, and hopefully we'll see you up in the Northwoods soon.
Looking forward to it. Ben Popp, Executive Director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, which operates the Mount Telemark Village in out just outside of Cable. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to WPR News.